Hello. My name is Bella Shaw, and yeah, I a lot has changed. It's been a long time since I've made I guess I could just say like a podcast type of video, just because I used to make a ton of Christian content videos. I took a break from that for a while just because I got a new job, life got busy, and I was sort of waiting for the Lord to nudge me to start doing it, you know, because, I mean, hot take, but every person has access to an easy platform nowadays, and a lot of the things that are shared online, particularly as it pertains to Christian content, can be made, posted, and shared to thousands of people without any prayer, without any guidance from the Lord. And that is my fear. And I feel like as a Christian, it is our responsibility to speak truthfully and to speak in a spirit-led way and not to just get up and talk just for the sake of talking. And so anyway, I took a break, and for my, you know, podcast day thoughts, I had originally made a self-love series, which I really enjoyed making. And then I moved twice and didn't really have access to all the same like technical sound stuff. So anyway, long story short, life got busy. A lot has gone on in the interim, and it's all been good, good, exciting things. And maybe I will do a life update, but truthfully, I mean, I'm not really here to just yap about myself. The point of what I'm making is to talk about God. And so anyway, let's just get right into it. Let's not waste any more time. Today I'm going to be reading Proverbs 2 because it talks about seeking wisdom and the benefits of wisdom. First, I want to preface by saying that this little talk here is kind of inspired by seeking truth. I feel like we live in a world of postmodernism where every person claims that they know the truth, and every person's truth is the truth. Even if two truths are contradicting, both people can be right at the same time. That's the world that we live in. And it's so hard, even within the Christian community, with so many different denominations and so many different beliefs and backgrounds and so many things that make it hard to know what's what, what's true. And on top of that, I think that, you know, when it comes to believing in God, and when it comes to believing that scripture is trustworthy and God-breathed and Holy Spirit-inspired, there's so much controversy. I mean, that's why I love apologetics so much. I love studying the defense of my faith, you know? But ultimately, so many people are skeptics of the Bible. And don't get me wrong, the Lord has nothing to hide. Science proves his creation. And, you know, that's a whole separate conversation, but God is open to skepticism. There's the book, A Case for Christ, of an atheist who was trying to disprove God and ended up believing in God in his efforts to disprove him because the evidence overwhelmingly pointed to him. And I feel like nowadays we kind of live in a world where we can watch a 5-minute clip about a conspiracy theory and immediately believe it because there's so much evidence. But with all the evidence that there is, all the books that have been written, all of the historical documentation, I mean, there's so many things, and I feel like so few people really take the time to delve into it. It's just easier to say, you know, this doesn't sound right to me. This doesn't sit well with me. You know, one person said something that conflicts the Bible or whatever it is, so I don't believe in God. And, you know, I think that that's really interesting because God will reveal himself to you no matter who you are. Whether you are a child of his or not, he is seeking your heart. He wants you to find him. He wants you to become a part of his family and welcome you into his kingdom for eternity. The thing is, though, we take such a logical approach to Christianity that sometimes we are not open to the logical side of Christianity. And there are logical sides. I mean, there is a sufficient answer to every skeptic question when it comes to Christianity. The problem is, are you going to seek it? Are you going to look for it? And all that to say, we as human beings are responsible for finding truth, because truth is all surrounding. It's so hard to stay on track because I have so many things that I like, so many little tangents that I want to go off on, like, you know, the concept of how we decide what's right and wrong and what moral standard we're deriving that from if there's not a creator. And I could go into that, and maybe I will, but for right now, I'm just going to stay on track and keep it at what I was supposed to make it about, which is just seeking truth. Because I do believe that while there are skeptics out there who have their hearts and minds set on the idea that God does not exist, God is not real, and they will do anything they can to disprove that, there are other people who truly are open to the idea that God is real, but they just don't feel convicted enough to buy it, to believe it. And so there are an overwhelming amount of resources if you are in that position. Read A Case for Christ. That's a good place to start. It's by, I don't want to get it wrong, I think it's Lee Strobel. Read that. Watch videos about apologetics. Watch, you know, go and do the research. It's at your fingertips. Ask ChatGPT. I mean, let's be for real. All that to say, there is also a spiritual way to encounter God. There is a way that God himself will reveal the answers if you are truly seeking them. And so that leads us into a humble segue to Proverbs 2. I'm reading the New Living Translation, so feel free to read along with me or just listen. It says, "My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest." That is such a good verse. Verse 7, "He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. These men turn from the right paths and walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked, and their ways are wrong. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman, from the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant that she made before God. Entering her house leads to death. It is the road to the grave. The man who visits her is doomed. He will never reach the paths of life. So follow the steps of the good and stay on the paths of the righteous. For only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted." I also want to read Romans 1, 18 through 20. This is the New International Version. It says, "The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." There's so much to say on that, but ultimately, God has made it so clear. His presence, his existence is impressed into our minds. The fact that we wrestle so deeply with whether or not God exists, and it bothers us so much that people believe he exists, or, you know, trying so hard to disprove him. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you went on a rampage trying to disprove unicorns, trying to disprove, you know, what some random cult in the forest believes in? I mean, nobody cares that much when you really know it's fake. But something in you, something in your soul, in your innermost being, is bothered by the existence of God, that hates the idea of a God who governs our lives, who tells us what's right and wrong, who tells us how to live in step with him. And I will go as far as to say, truly, I think there's enough evidence of God. If we can watch, think about how many times you've been scammed online because one influencer said that a product was awesome. So you bought it and it was terrible. How many times have you watched one conspiracy video that was maybe 5 minutes long, if that, and immediately bought it because the information was presented in such a convicting way? How much more content is out there about the scriptures, about God, about the reliability of the scriptures, you know, the dates it was written? I mean, there is such an overwhelming amount of evidence out there that if we can believe in a product, if we can believe in a conspiracy theory, there is enough evidence that we would also believe in God. But the problem is the commandments of God. When we admit that there's a Lord, when we admit that there's an all-knowing creator who is in control, that knowledge results in an obligation to obey. And we don't want that obligation. So instead of just admitting that, we spend an overwhelming amount of time trying to convince ourselves and others that God isn't real, because that knowledge leads to obligation. And so I would go as far as to say that everyone would believe in God, or at least most people would believe in God and give their lives to God and serve God, if he allowed us to live however we wanted. That's the catch. The catch is the obedience part. You can't tell me right now that if you did a decent, humble, and honest amount of research to truly seek God and to truly seek out the truth, that you would not find enough information to believe that the Bible is credible, that there is existence of God, that there is evidence of a all-knowing creator. And we didn't just come to be. We didn't just come to exist. The problem lies with obedience. And in Romans, in that verse that I just read, Romans 1, 18 through 20, it is so clear to us that God has revealed himself to us. And so anyway, just look up science. Look up the intricacies of nature and tell me that came to be. Read A Case for Christ and tell me that the Bible is full of contradictions. Take heavy advantage of the resources out there and tell me the Bible and scripture is not convincing. You will find, more likely than not, that the catch is obedience. And in Proverbs 2, verse 7, it literally says that God grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. When you're honestly seeking him and you don't already have an answer made up in your mind, and that no matter what evidence is presented to you, you've already decided that you don't want to follow God, or you're going to tell yourself God doesn't exist so that you're removed from the obligation of obeying him, like, God will reveal himself to you. It's exactly what happens when you're truly setting logic on the table and saying, God, I'm going to come at you with questions and honest challenges. I really, truly want to believe, or I'm open to the idea that you exist. I just can't get past this, or I can't get past these. God is open for that. He has nothing to hide. The problem is when we say, you know, I am quote unquote looking for truth. I'm quote unquote testing the scriptures, testing the historical accuracy. But I've already decided in my mind that I don't like God. I have a personal problem with God. I don't like that he says this is wrong. I don't like that he tells me I can't do this, can't do that, right? You have to put all of that aside, and God will give you common sense. He will give common sense to the honest. If you are truly seeking him, you will find him. You will find him. He will reveal himself to you, and God knows the intentions of your heart. And hopefully, you do too, because at the end of the day, if eternity is on the line, if there's even a small chance that your eternity is on the line, it is worth doing the research. You don't have to go in believing that God is real. You can go in believing he's not, but be open to the evidence presented to you. If you go in, like, trying so desperately to believe that 4 plus 4 equals 9, it doesn't matter what any mathematician shows you. To you, 4 plus 4 will not equal 8, no matter what. And you, if you really truly ask yourself, what evidence do I require to believe that I should buy a skincare product? What evidence do I require to believe that a conspiracy theory like Avril Lavigne being fake or whatever could be real? I mean, how much evidence do you as a logical thinking person really require to buy into a belief system? Why is it so tripped up once you hit Christianity? Because the difference is one results in belief, the other results in obedience. That's the fallout. That's the trip up. So anyway, I feel like that's kind of where I should leave that. Lord, I pray that you would touch someone's heart today, whether it's a Christian who's doubting your existence or someone who has been skeptical of you their entire lives. Lord, I pray that you would speak through me, speak through any other means to their hearts. God, I pray that knowing that eternity is on the line, that we would put our flesh and our pride to the side and be open to the evidence that you have revealed to us, the overwhelming evidence of your truth and that you are the creator. And I just pray, God, that you would provide someone with the means and the resources that they need to reach that conclusion, to be able to explore all of the things that they question and all of the things that they wonder, because faith that hasn't been tested can't be trusted. So God, I know that you're open to our questions and you're open to our doubts. And I pray that you would reveal yourself to someone who is truly and honestly seeking you, truly and honestly with pure intentions looking for you. I thank you, Lord, for everything you do. And in your holy name, I pray. Amen.